bit indie with a bit of attitude and swagger. They did some gigs actually earlier in the UK this month, and they're also doing some shows in the new year too. So, you know, there's still tickets available if you want to go and see them. I have never seen the Levellers, but I bet you they're really worthwhile seeing. I might actually look into that myself. Anyway, then we heard Prince and Gold. I'm going to make a really bold claim here. I actually think that track, Gold by Prince, was probably the best track we've played so far this evening. I know. Well, in my opinion, it is anyway. And I'm going to say this now. Prince is another act that I am never going to turn down the opportunity to put on the radio. He was just super talented. Although, I have to say that at this point, he was going through a bit of a bonkers phase where he changed his name to a symbol and everyone was referring to him as the artist formerly known as Prince. I mean, I do love Prince, but really, I mean, changing your name to a symbol? On this day, anyway, on this day in 1995, Gold had just dropped one place from last week's number 17 to this week's number 18, and it had already peaked at number 10. In fact, it had actually gone straight into the charts at number 10 and it then began its descent. The B-side, this is interesting, I think, the B-side of the single was called Rock and Roll is Alive and it lives in Minneapolis. And it was a response to Rock and Roll is Dead by Lenny Kravitz. Anyway, it was Prince's, or the artist formerly known as Prince's, 15th top 10 single, and it's taken from his brilliant album, The Gold Experience. So, which chart wins your heart? From the 1970s, 1975, we heard 10cc and Art for Art's Sake and Slade In For A Penny. By the way, Slade's In For A Penny has nothing to do, as far as I'm aware, of the TV show that Stephen Mulhern presents. Or maybe it does. I'm not aware of it anyway. Then from 1985, we heard Elton John and Wrapper Up and Talking Heads, the brilliant Talking Heads, and Road to Nowhere. And then from 1995, it was The Levellers, Just the One, and Prince with Gold. Which chart wins your heart? I say this every time we do this. When we're playing Which Chart, Which Charts, there are no wrong answers. It's entirely up to you, whatever you feel like. This time, are you a 70s, 80s or 90s kind of kid? While you're deciding that, let's have round three of Which Chart Wins Your Heart. And this one is now from, where are we up to? 1976. And kicking us off, here's Billy Ocean.
I live. me, Andy Gilson, every Friday evening on Phoenix 98 FM at 10 p.m. for 2 hours of great tracks from the 50s right through to the 1980s.
Woo, come on, everybody.
That's 10 p.m. every Friday here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Wow, 1976 has just kicked off the latest round of Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. Which charts wins your heart? absolutely swinging, haven't it? 1976, wowza. I don't think we're going to beat them, are we? 1976, first of all, we heard Billy Ocean and Stop Me, then in brackets, if you've heard it all before. That track was Billy Ocean's third single release in the UK after Love Really Hurts Without You and Love on Delivery. All of them had been released in 1976, and on this day in 1976, Stop Me, if you've heard it all before, was at number 20 and a non-mover in the charts from last week. It already reached its peak position of number 12 earlier in December. And I know I say this every time I play Billy Ocean on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers, but I absolutely love his voice. He's so good, isn't it? Okay, and then we heard Stevie Wonder and I Wish. I said earlier that I'm never going to pass up the chance to play either Talking Heads or Prince on the radio, and I think we can add Stevie Wonder to that list as well. I mean, you just can't beat a bit of Stevie Wonder, and I do think that I Wish is Stevie at his best. It is such a good track. On this day in 1976, it was starting its slow journey up the charts and spending its second week at number 22. It would eventually go on to make the top five, peaking at number five. It did make it all the way, though, to number one in his native USA as well as in Canada. And of course, as you might expect with Stevie, because he is so good, he wrote and produced the track himself, and it's taken from his absolutely brilliant album, Songs in the Key of Life. I just don't know how we're going to top that from 1976. So let's see what 1986 has got in store for us, and if this chart can win your heart.
Dreamed of war. sure what to do this Sunday, check out Nigel Fitzmaurice on Phoenix FM every Sunday night from 6 till 8. If you love old school soul, you're going to love Nigel. 6 till 8, every Sunday night, only on Phoenix FM.
How good were those two songs? Two songs back to back from 1986. First of all, we heard Aha and Crywolf. That track is from their second album, Scoundrel Days. It was their sixth single and their sixth consecutive top 10 hit. On this day in 1986, it was sitting at its peak position of number 5 in the charts, having just climbed 2 places from last week's number 7. They went on to have 2 more top 10 hits, including the James Bond theme, The Living Daylights. Then we heard the Eurythmics and Miracle of Love. And I've got to say, I'd forgotten how good that song was. I mean, it's just a really beautiful song, isn't it? And I think Annie Lennox's voice is superb on it. Now, anyway, as you might expect with a Eurythmics track, that one is written by the duo and produced by Dave Stewart. Or David A. Stewart, I should say, to give him his official name. But we all really still know him as Dave Stewart, don't we? On this day in 1986, the record was at its peak position of number 23 in the chart. So just missing out on the top 20. I know, you'd have thought it would have been more successful chart-wise, wouldn't you? Anyway, it's taken from their album Revenge. So that's what 1986 had to offer. Now, if you have just tuned in, let me tell you, you are listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers with me, Mandy Cullen, on Phoenix 98 FM on Saturday, the 30th of December. What we're doing this evening is playing a few rounds of Which Chart Wins Your Heart. And what that means is we're going to play a couple of songs from the corresponding years in each of the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s. And then you can decide which chart wins your heart. And the great thing is there are no wrong answers. So we have just heard from 1976 and 1986. And now we've arrived in 1996. So let's see what that has to offer.
Every Monday, 8 till 10 p.m., tune into my show, Turn It Up with Vixter, playing you the latest in electronic music, with updates on gigs, live DJ sets, new releases, and my track of the week. Turn It Up with Vixter, every Monday, 8 till 10 p.m., on Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Two songs, Flying the Flag for 1996. First of all, we heard Space Hog, and the song was called In the Meantime. And they are our first and only one-hit wonders of the evening. well, kind of, I suppose. I'm not really counting the Council Collective, who we heard earlier, because they were kind of a collaboration for a charity record. Anyway, on this day in 1996, In the Meantime was at its peak position of number 29. It stalled a little, as it had been number 29 the previous week too, although it was the previous week that it had entered the charts. But, you know, they did go on to have a follow-up single called Carry On, which, as far as I know, has nothing to do with the film franchise, but that one just missed out on the top 40, peaking at number 43. So I think we can call Space Hog our one and only one-hit wonders of the evening. Then we heard Jamiroquai and Cosmic Girl. Do you know, Jamiroquai was having a bit of a strange journey with this record in 1996. It had been on its way down the chart, having already peaked at number 6, but had rallied a bit this week, probably, I reckon, due to it being played at Christmas parties, and had jumped 2 places from number 19 to this week's number 17. It was his 4th top 10 hit, but his 10th entry into the top 40. And this one, Cosmic Girl, is taken from the album Travelling Without Moving. It's a great track though, isn't it? It's so upbeat and makes you happy. Anyway, that was the offering from 1996. So, which chart wins your heart? As a quick recap, from the 70s, from 1976, we started off really strongly, didn't we? We heard Billy Ocean and Stop Me, if you've heard it all before, and Stevie Wonder with I Wish. Then from the 80s, or 1986 to be precise, we heard Aha and Cry Wolf, and the Eurythmics and the beautiful Miracle of Love. And then from the 90s, Flying the Flag for 1996, it was Space Hog in the Meantime and Jamiroquai, Cosmic Girls. So, which chart wins your heart? There are no wrong answers. Are you a 70s, 80s or 90s kind of kid? Entirely up to you. So while you're pondering that, we're going to kick off with the next round of which chart wins your heart on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers with me, Mandy Cullen, on Phoenix 98 FM. We are now up to 1977. And with that in mind, there's only one band that we can start with. It's Boney M.
Rings the living.
Starting strongly again from the 1970s, 1977 to be precise. First of all, we heard Boney M and Belfast. That was their fourth single release, and like the previous three, was a top 10 hit for them. It is kind of the one that everyone forgets about, though, isn't it? On this day in 1977, it just started to slide down the charts and was sitting at legs 11. It had already peaked at number 8 in the charts. It did make it to number 1 in Belgium, Germany and Switzerland, and you probably won't be surprised to hear it also made it to number 1 over in Ireland. Then we heard ELO and Turn to Stone. And I know I've mentioned this before in Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers, but I do love a bit of ELO. On this day in 1977, they had just dropped two places in the chart. Last week, they'd been at their peak position at number 18. And this week, they were clinging on to the top 20 and were at number 20. This is taken from their brilliant Out of the Blue LP and was written and produced by lead singer Jeff Lynne. Chart-wise, it actually performed better over in America, where it peaked at number 13. And in Canada, it made the top 10, peaking at number 9. So, now we're off to the 80s. But which chart wins your heart? Two songs back to back from 1987, staking their claim for which chart wins your heart. First of all, we heard Level 42 and Children Say. That one would just miss out on the top 20. It peaked at number 22 and broke their run of six consecutive top 20 hits. Five of those had made it into the top 10. On this day in 1987, it was slowly edging its way out of the charts. Last week, it had been at number 23, and this week, it was down six to number 29. The song, though, Children Say, did perform better in the Netherlands, where it made it into the top 10, peaking at number 9. Then we heard The Hooters and Satellite. And I said earlier that Space Hog were our only one-hit wonders of the evening. Of course, The Hooters were also one-hit wonders. On this day in 1987, they were at number 36 in the charts, down four places from last week's 32, having already peaked at number 22. They just missed out on the top 20. And I'm not really sure why they were demanding that we jump in the river and learn to swim either. Okay, we have got two songs left from the 1990s. It is 1997, of course, and here's our first one. Which chart wins your heart?
The word is about. There's something evolving. Wherever we come, the world keeps revolving. They say the next big thing is here, that the revolution's near. But to me it seems quite clear that it's all just a little bit of history repeating. Newspapers shout, a new style is growing, but it don't know if it's coming or going. There is fashion, there is fact, some is good, some is bad, and the joke is rather sad, that it's all just a little bit of history repeating. Oh,
That is the Propellerheads featuring Shirley Bassey, and the track is called History Repeating. In 1997, on this day, it was sitting at number 28 in the charts, having already reached its peak position of number 19. So that is just about it for me. I've got one more song to play you, so you can decide which chart wins your heart. All I'm going to say really is that's just about it, as I said, for me for 2023, not 1997, from 2023. Thank you so much for listening to the last 2 hours, and indeed for the last 12 months. I hope you've enjoyed the shows as much as I've enjoyed playing the music. I've had so much fun over the last year. I've just got one more song to play for you to decide which chart wins your heart. And in fact, do you know what? It could be a New Year resolution for you. It is Spice Up Your Life, which is probably my favourite Spice Girls record. And Andy Furno is on the way with his brilliant Boogie Night, so please make sure you stay tuned for that. And all that's left for me to say is have yourself a very happy and wonderful New Year, and I hope you have a great night. Whatever you decide to do, have a brilliant one, and I hope the next 12 months are even better than the previous. Thank you very much for listening. Here are the Spice Girls. Happy New Year to you.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.